Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, there's no doubt about it, is there? The dishwasher, it can be the most contentious kitchen appliances. Bickering fights over the right way to stack the plates, the bowls, the cups, questions over pots and pans and whether they should go in at all. No, they shouldn't. That's before we look at the most economical way to run your dishwasher. And to talk us through all of the contentious issues, I'm joined now from our Limerick studio by Agnes Boucher-Hayes, home economist. Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Do you agree that it's contentious?
Yeah, it seems to be. It seems to be one of those things that actually causes, you know, a small thing that can cause blazing arguments. And it's amazing. I was doing some research for this, and it's amazing how many articles are out there about people, you know, having great difficulty, you know, with filling the dishwasher. One person does it one way and the other person thinks, no, I know better.
Yes.
And they rejig the entire inside of the dishwasher.
Yes.
Even the unloading of it, you know, what comes out first, as the bottom layer or the top layer come out, how you put the cutlery in. It's quite contentious. But what I would say is that for a dishwasher to work, the first thing that has to happen is the dishes have to go in, you know, so before they ever get into the dishwasher, there can be an argument there as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know?
We were having a conversation in the office about this over the last couple of days, might I say,
mm-hmm.
about whether you should rinse your dishes before you put them in.
Yeah, this is something, I suppose, with the technology that we have now, Claire, it's not necessary.
Yes, I win.
Nothing like that superior feeling, is there? So yeah, Claire, no, you don't have to rinse dishes. You can rinse them, but what you're doing there is you're actually using water that is unnecessary. I would advise always scrape dishes. You don't want, you know, debris
bits.
Going
yeah.
in, bits in. But with the technology of dishwashers, even if you have an older model, it doesn't have to be a brand new model, but even the models that we have, you know, that are older, maybe 10 years or more, they still have the technology to deal with that, as well as the washing, you know, the detergents that we use in the dishwasher. That would all help as well. They're all designed quite specifically to remove all of that dirt. So rinsing isn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that was quite, you know, the eco cycle on a dishwasher. It's kind of counterintuitive because you don't expect something that takes longer, because the eco cycles on most dishwashers take much longer than the normal cycle, or the fast or the quick. But the eco aspect comes with the amount of water that they use. They use less water, but equally, the energy that a dishwasher will use is mainly concentrated on heating the water, which eco cycles run at a lower temperature. So, you know,
so even though it's running for longer,
yeah,
you might be saving on the electricity.
You are saving on the electricity, and there are actually quite large savings to be made. The advice from, you know, the general advice is to run the eco as often as possible, it does take much longer. If you're looking for something in a hurry, your quick wash cycle or your normal wash cycle would be more time effective.
If you have time, you
should run the eco cycle.
Our dishwasher, I think most people's will have a short cycle, like a quick mm-hmm. wash of 30 minutes. It doesn't work on mine.
It probably doesn't. That's really just for if you need to get the dirt off quickly, but that's based on a concentration of water and temperature. But what the longer cycles do is they leave the dishes soaked up for longer. So that will mean that the detergents have longer to work on them, and the water and the heat, even though it's a more gentle heat, 50 degrees maybe, even it's more gentle heat, it will actually clean your dishes better.
Okay,
it is longer.
You've a good tip on how you save money on the electricity bill when you're using the dishwasher, and you're advising us to interrupt the drying bit of the cycle.
Yeah, well, just if you think about it, you have a fan running. Now, the fan wouldn't use as much. Like, if you reduce down to your eco cycle, the fan and the propellants inside in the dishwasher, you know, they don't use as much electricity. However, if you are in a little bit more of a rush, or if you want things to be done a little bit faster, some of the newer dishwashers will pop open and they allow the steam out, but more often than not, there's a fan in the dishwasher and that dries the dishes. But if you open the dishwasher, put a tea towel in, and then don't close it fully, but just close the door up adjacent to the dishwasher and leave the tea towel in. That absorbs an awful lot of the steam that's there.
So where are you putting the tea towel?
You put it just
gap.
Across the door. You so the main part, you know, the way you'd put the tea towel over, how do I explain it? You put it over the door and you put the main
put it
body
into
of
the gap
tea towel.
That you've created when you've opened the door a little bit.
Yeah, and it
bit.
Just hangs into the dishwasher
okay.
rather than out of the dishwasher.
All right,
yeah.
And that's
and that will absorb the steam and it will help drying. But equally, like, you'll find that things like plastics don't dry very well in your dishwasher. Take them out and allow them to air dry on the draining board.
Okay.
That would help. But I mean, the air drying, it's the same principle, but yeah.
Now, when it comes to the tablets or the liquid tabs that people are using, what are the environmental concerns around those, and have they been addressed by the manufacturers at this stage?
The manufacturers are dealing with these. The manufacturers of the washing machines have done an awful lot of work. There's still, I will say, there's always going to be room for improvement, isn't there? But we do, what happens with currently with the tablets and the liquids, all of that can be treated in a water treatment plant safely. So from that perspective, you know, they're doing what they need to do to comply. However, an awful lot of the tablet people, you know, when you look at tabs, there are some that are more environmentally friendly than others. And it comes down to more of the, rather than the chemicals that are used in them or the detergents or the soaps and the salts that are used in them, it's down to the plastic that's used in them. So a lot of, you'll see a lot, that some of the new, more environmentally friendly tablets are in cardboard, which is 100% recyclable. And that's one of the big moves that's being made within that particular part of the detergent industry. It's okay. To remove the packaging.
The rinsing debate is a hot one because I see messages coming in. Many messages. This listener says, if you don't rinse, you will inevitably have to clean the filter and the spray arms. No one understands this.
Well, you do have to clean your machine. So that listener is absolutely correct. You will have to clean your machine. So
not just the filter, because we know the filter gets bits in it. Well, you have to take that out.
Yeah, no, you won't really have to clean the rest of the machine. You shouldn't really have, if you've removed the bits of carrots, the bits of onions, if you've scraped that off.
Yeah.
That debris really shouldn't be there, and everything else should be caught in the filter. I don't know how food would get caught in the spray arm, because that's where the jets of water are pushed out. But if you use 14 loads, you know, if you use your machine, and you scrape and rinse, you should be only having to clean your machine once a year. Now, there's a couple of different ways that you can clean your machine. So you clean your filter, and your filter is at the bottom of the tub of your dishwasher, and you can remove that, and you'd use a soft cloth to just clean that out. Don't use a wire brush or anything like that, but just use a soft cloth and sponge to clean that. And then you can clean, there's another bit that comes with it. So there's a piece that looks like a tower, and then there's a flat piece. So you can take those out and you can wash those. And that's just general gunk that will be present. But equally, if you're getting a smell, or if you want to clean your machine a little bit more, you can put some, you can get dishwasher, you know, you can run a cycle through with a dishwasher tablet specifically for cleaning the machine. But equally, you could get a measuring jug, put some distilled vinegar into it and let the machine run at a hot wash.
Okay.
And that will clean the inside of it. And then you can put some bicarb soda, because sometimes you can get a little pong from them. So you put some bicarb
dishwasher.
In. You don't want a stinky dishwasher, because then you're not going to have clean dishes.
How essential are the rinse aid and the salt? I just react when the light comes on and tells me I have to do it. But yes. Do I really need to have both?
Well, it helps your machine run more efficiently. So a lot of the detergent tabs and pods that we use now have both of these present in it, but not maybe to the level that you require. So with the salt is there to help soften the water, because softened water will help your dishes to clean more efficiently. So when you get your dishwasher, there's usually a little testing kit, and you test the water and it will tell you what level to set the salt to, you know, how much salt needs to go into your dishwasher. And that's to do with the frequency with which it's released into
that's
the dishwasher.
Very complicated.
Just listen, when the light goes on, put the bit of salt in. It does help. It keeps your machine running more efficiently, and the rinse aid will help everything come out far, far more shiny.
Okay, Katie says there's no argument on this for her. It's fill a dish with hot soapy water and wash your dishes. It's better for the environment.
Actually, you use more water. Because these machines, an awful lot of technology and science has gone into them, you can do that. But I will tell you a little story, Claire. When I was in college, we had to do micro-teaching to you know, before we were let loose on pupils. And I actually did 15 minutes of how to wash glasses. But it takes 3 basins of water to wash something correctly and in a hygienic manner.
So you're better off if you're going to do it really well.
Yeah, if you have a dish, if you have a dishwasher, the sage advice at the moment is fill it to capacity, not overfill it, fill it to capacity so that everything can be washed and allow the water to run through and run it on the eco cycle. And that's like you use about 6 to 9.5 litres of water is what your dishwasher will use, which is fascinating, as opposed to maybe your sink takes 18 litres of water.
Okay. Fiona has a question. She's two dishwashers. I'm not sure why. She says they're 18 months old, so they're young dishwashers. Mm-hmm. The last few months, I'm getting a chalky residue on the floor of the dishwasher and the lower tray. She's cleaned all the parts of the dishwasher and tried various tablets and wants to know, do you have any advice?
I wonder, is that just hard water? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I would make sure the salt, check the salt levels. That's really, and I get back onto the manufacturer, really, that's where I'd be asking my questions first. If I check out the salt, because the salt, maybe it's hard water, maybe it's a residue from the hard water, maybe there's too much salt being dispensed. I don't know, but I would get back onto the manufacturer because that's still within warranty and she's well within, you know, it's a reasonable question.
Anne in Dublin laughed when she heard that we'd be talking about this. They had one when they were growing up in Anne's house, and she says it caused a row every day. Who filled it wrongly, whose turn it was to empty it, etc. So when my husband was rebuilding the kitchens in our first and present home, I refused a dishwasher, even though I'm a passionate cook both at home and professionally. I couldn't face the daily grumbling in our family life. And she says washing dishes by hand is quite therapeutic.
It can be. It can be quite mindful. But equally, if you just are walking from the dishwasher to the press, you can get the same benefits, I would imagine.
What about the cutlery? You mentioned that that can be a contentious issue as well.
Well, cutlery, you know, people wonder, should they put the knife down with the handle up? You should always put the handle down so that what the utensil part that has been used and that has been in your mouth is getting the benefit of the water and getting cleaned first. So, you know, putting the handles down is the first thing. And then just make sure that what you're putting in, that it's not, if you have silverware, proper silver, you wouldn't put those in next to stainless steel. So, you know, just to be aware of that. And Rinse Aid then will help as well with the to make sure they're shiny when they're coming out. But if you have like spoons stuck together, that's not going to work because the water won't be able to get through it. So make sure everything is, the water can get around the various bits and pieces that are in there.
We'll finish with this message from someone in Meath. My daughter rang to tell me her dishwasher wasn't working. The cups and glasses were full of water. On investigation, I found that she put them in the right side up. And that listener says, I blame myself. And I think you probably are right to do so. Agnes, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Today's programme was produced by Niamh Lyons, research by Fiona Donnellan. Our broadcast coordinator was Louise Kerr-Ross. Mark Dwyer was on sound today. And now it's time to head over to Louise.